by me. For us this morning.
We are standing in your presence, O Lord. Lord, draw us closer that we can realize not just touch of your presence, but Lord, believing you that you are, because you promised you're going to be here, that you are here. O Lord, may your presence will be so strong, O Lord, that will change us, transform us, O Lord, unto your image, O Lord. This morning, Lord, we are lifting our hands, whatever it's in need, O Lord. When you comes, that you will fulfill, O Lord. Help us to glorify your name this morning, O Lord. We are thinking about the brother who will come to open the word this morning, O Lord. That you will give him inspiration, O Lord. That word will be for me, O Lord. That word will be for me, O Lord. Word of life, like we sing, the original life, the original word, O Lord. We need, O Lord, special inspiration. We need special food this morning. Fresh food, O Lord. Bless everyone who came. If somebody is sick, O Lord, lift him up. Strengthen him, O Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. On those people on the way, be with them, O Lord. You undertake. We commit everything into your hands this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just thinking, O Lord, you cover us with your blood this morning. Amen. 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 Let's sing. Thank you, brother. we can sing maybe that song, Jesus Has a Table Spread, and we can do our offering. Then we will continue. Let's see.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are spread. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. It is manna made of faith. The master calling, come and die. You may feast that Jesus gave all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. Come and die. Daddy. Disciples came to learn, thus obeying Christ's command. Come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Hungry, every amen, yes, he does. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. Is that Jesus' table all the time? He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry call it now. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Assembled be, all will be a glorious sight for the saints in spotless white. Face eternally. The master's calling, come and die. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calling now. Come and dine, come and dine. Come and dine. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. Praise God, fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry call it now. Come and dine.
Thankful this morning, oh God. We thank you for refreshing us, Lord. We thank you for bringing us into your house. Lord, we thank you for the expectation that is in the air. Lord, we thank you for the atmosphere that is now created, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord, and we are believing this morning that, Father, once again the windows of heaven will open and that blessings will be poured out down into our souls, and that something will happen in us, Lord, that when we leave this place, we won't be the same, oh God. And we pray, Father, even as we ask for these things in the spiritual, that, Lord, you'd bless your children also, Lord, that if, Lord, open their pockets, Lord, open their wallets, Lord, to bring their tithes and the offerings. Lord, may you bless each and every one of them, Lord. And I pray that you provide, Lord, for those that are lacking, and that, Father, when we would meet, would hear great testimonies of thine grace in providing for us the things that we need. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing maybe one chorus, and we will do first items before we continue. We will ask Sister Dube to come first. Let's sing that chorus. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, I just say, is ever what they call it? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord? Ooh, I've seen his word, what he called it in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Once more, isn't he, while Sister Dube is coming? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord?
Last weekend when Pastor was saying people should give testimonies, I just felt, I know it's not the time to give a testimony, but something kept on telling me I should just thank the Lord, even if I haven't seen the things the way I'm thinking they are about to be seen. But I felt like I have to just thank the Lord. Just sometime last year I was going through my trials, and I was really going through a hard time, and it was hard. I was praying, and some friends were praying for me, but I came to a point when I just didn't know what to do, but only I was just surviving by grace of God. I came to a point when the thing was so much that, it was stressing me, to a point that even I was like losing weight, because some sisters that are honest, they're even saying to me, "Oh, sister, you're losing weight. Are you sick or something?" I was like, I'm dieting, but I was relying because things were too much for me. I couldn't just help it. But the Lord is faithful if you keep holding on. I came to a point where I said, whatever devil you are thinking or you are doing about me, that's your business. Me, I'll hold on to the Lord. And the minute I started thinking like that, things started changing just for my own. Like, I started feeling better, started healing, even if the situation was getting worse and worse, because I just said, Satan, this is your business. I started seeing myself healing every day. So I just want to thank the Lord. I'll be back to give the full testimony when times come, but I'm so thankful the Lord is unfolding things. May God bless you.
Thank you. Let's sing, we'll ask Brother Joseph for testimony, that song. The wind, the windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus has made things right. I gave him my altered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my altered garment, robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Amen. May be seated. God bless you, saints. I want to take this wonderful opportunity to thank the Lord, not just for what happened recently, but what's been happening in the past 4 years of my life. Because around four and a half years ago, I went to study in Malaysia with my sisters. I've been studying there for 4 years. I just finished recently in March.
And God's been with me from every step of the way. I remember there were times I was struggling very hard. And I was just praying to God. I said, Lord God, please help me. Please be there for me. And God's been there for me right away. And I want to thank Him for that. I don't deserve this grace, but I just want to thank God because He's been so gracious to me. Despite my faults, despite my mistakes, God's always been there for me. And I also want to thank God for recently providing me with a job. I've been applying since April, but as you know, around April, I was not yet here in Ireland. I was still in Malaysia. That time I started applying, I kind of gave up because I was realizing I was not coming to Ireland soon enough, so I got impatient, I got discouraged, I said, okay, I won't apply now, I'll probably apply once I get back to Ireland. I just said, God, I'll leave this up to you, I'll leave it in your hands, I'll just let it happen in your time. Because God sometimes does things in a way we don't understand, because at times we always want things at a quick pace, we want it tomorrow, but God doesn't work like that. God works in His own time, and that's what God did. And God is not just wonderful for giving us things that are natural. He also gave me a spiritual blessing. Because during the same time I got my job, I had a wonderful experience at the youth camp. So I praise God for a double blessing. And I hope that I can continue walk in the grace of God, become a better Christian, serve Him more, play in His house for His glory. God bless you, saints. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. I can testify saying, we just came Friday to see William and just bring some things. And we came maybe at the end of service. But it was such a good presence. And then second service, we stayed maybe, we came home maybe after midnight. So it's really, really good, good time there. Amen. Praise God. We will ask after this song, maybe Brother Joel to sing. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Answering God. When I pray, and by faith, hallelujah, He's an answering God. Once more, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. He's an answering God for me, for you also. Amen. Praise God. And I pray in Jesus' name and by faith. Answer came, hallelujah. Pray in the morning, pray in the noon, pray the evening time, the time, help me Lord to praise the Lord. He's an answering. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, answer came. Hallelujah. Brother Joel, you ready? Ah.
Banana. And it's not you, Gaston. If I say banana, you'll be just saying banana. So it's not something that is more difficult. But it's not in English. This song is, it means to be like Jesus. Pastor Lubanza preached something also that we should be like Jesus. So it is very important that we should be like Jesus. So the song, if I say banana, whatever I say, you'll be saying banana. So that's a song. I'll be saying words. That is everywhere we go, like at work, everywhere, whatever we do, we need to be like Jesus. So,
amen.
Yeah, so it's a...
Once I was clapped in the wrath of my sin, refuge and poor, lost and lonely within. But with wondrous compassion, the King of the Kings, in pity and love, took me under his wings. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King.
About children. I wanted to put children last. Amen. We have one Thanksgiving from Michael. Yeah, would you come just to say?
I just want to say I'm really grateful and so blessed to be in here. I won't go into everything, but I met James quite a few years ago, and I hadn't been in church in a long, long time, and I met James on the 17A, and he was sharing with me, and he invited me along here, and I was really struggled to come in because of me shame and guilt from the devil there. And the last couple of weeks, I've really, and especially this morning, I've really felt a stirring in my heart and my spirit. And even in the different tongue, I just felt God speaking to me. And with those songs, thanks, and I'm just grateful to be here. And the testimony, I ended up in hospital for 9 weeks last year, and so I just really feel blessed, and I've never had a story like that in a long time. So thanks, James.
Amen. Praise God. Let's sing. That I am God is still and all. I am God and all that I am God. The Lord that is that is.
We are thankful to the Lord to be in the house. Amen. Amen. Are you happy this morning?
Amen.
I'm very happy.
Hallelujah.
Very, very happy because.
Amen.
And because I believe that God is going to do something great.
Amen.
And I feel that God is going to do something great.
Amen.
I know why I'm saying this, because every time you see Satan comes in your way, you know that a blessing is there.
Amen.
And God has given me this grace of having this inspiration of who I am since 1998. I've been preaching on it. The inspiration came when I was on my knees praying in my office in Brazzaville. No, in Pointe Noire. In Pointe Noire, I was praying in 1998. So I had on my table, my desk, a magazine, youth magazine. Fontaine, we used to, you know Brother La Fontaine?
Yeah.
He's singing, yeah. I don't think at that time he was a pastor yet, because I met him in 91 when I went in Canada for a convention. He was with youth, I think. So from that time we made contact, and he passed me that magazine. So I went with it back to Congo. You can see from 91 to 98. So I was not reading it. And that day, I don't know what happened. Something told me to put it on the desk. And I was on my knees praying. Then something struck me. Because I saw he put a subject there, a title. And he designed a man with the hands like this. And the title was The Battle for the Promised Land. And then he put body, and he tried to put the spirit and the soul in his way. So it was just 3 seconds. He didn't put a senses, anything. So while I was praying, then the inspiration came.
Amen.
From that time. And I started praying. And I went on my desk. I started to write something. And God led me to take the greatest battle ever fought. And I start listening it. And when the inspiration comes like that, I'll always kneel on my knees, even when I'm listening to the tape, for me to receive the inspiration. So I was praying on my knees, and meanwhile listening to the greatest battle and ever fought. That's where the idea, that's quote, the prophet said, when you go home, sit down and draw this real circle. So I start also drawing. And I put the senses, everything. But when I came to the soul, it was a problem. I could not put that gate. And another day, later on, then he make me understand what the prophet was meaning. And that's how I came to get that inspiration of who I am. And it has helped me a lot from that time. I've been preaching it all over the world. I went to Philippines with it, in India, Mauritius, everywhere preaching it, Europe. But one thing, every time that God will bring a blessing, something will happen. I won't be able to tell you everything. I just would take one or two things, so we'll go to our subject. One day I was going to preach the subject in Rwanda and DRC, Goma, that side of east of DRC, and it was under war. But the Lord led me to go there, although there was war. So I went preaching Kigali, and the churches in Goma, they wanted us to go and preach, so they came together as a combined meeting. And we have to leave Kigali and go there. And while we were driving from Kigali to Goma, the pastor was driving so fast because they were waiting for us there. Something was telling me, tell him to slow down. Tell him to slow down. But I kind of resist the voice. That's why you should never resist that voice. You pay for it. God will make you pay for it. So we went, and we are, I think, 100 kilometers from Goma, from Kigali. Brother, we're crossing a village, a Hutu village. And I just see a little girl of around 14 or 13 years old crossing. I saw her come before the car, just the side I was sitting, because the person was driving, and we took her. The car took her. She went up in the air. And she fell on the road, and the car went on. She passed away. Brother, I saw, when we went down, we took her, we were surrounded by Hutus. You know, the Hutus are those who did genocide. They came with the machetes in their hands. I saw death that day. And I was shaking inside, and it was hot, but I started sweating, but the sweat was cold, because those people say, let's kill them, what are we waiting, let's kill them. So some people say, no, just wait, check first if she's dead, then we kill them. And while they were waiting, checking if she's dead, and they were surrounding us, and there were many. So someone was in the back of me. He said, I'll get aside, and you run out. You run from here. There are some police that side. You go and call them. I look, and he did exactly what he said. So I went out. They want to follow me. So he distracted them. He kept them there. So I ran, and I found a baki with the police. I spoke to them about it. So they come quickly, and they were shooting in her to disperse the people. That's how we got out of that. And we took the girl. The police did not get the girl. There was no hospital there. We have to go back, I think, 65 kilometers back, where there was a hospital and the morgue. You know morgue?
Yeah.
Mortuary. So they said, no, we can't leave them. They'll throw the body and they'll run away. So they keep one of the brothers there, and two of them, they came in. They sit with they put me in between, and I was holding the girl. And we're praying on the road. I was praying, so they were saying, we'll kill you. As soon as we get there, the doctor sign that she's dead, we have to kill you. Your brother will phone straight from here, and they'll kill him there. And we take care of you. So we start going back. And I think 45 kilometers from where we were, as we were praying, then the girl just jumped in my hand. So what's wrong? What's wrong? Brother, those people become shocked, and they were the first believers in that village. The girl was having blood, and she could not understand what was going on. And we drove to the hospital. Now, there was no need to go to the mortuary. We went to the hospital, and they took, they check everything. There was blood, and they check. They said, no, there's nothing. There's nothing. We could not believe. Those guys said, no. We saw the car went on earth, but there is nothing. And that was God. Amen. So can you, and when I was with that pastor, he told me, he said, this is the proof
that God is going to do something in Goma. And when we went there, prayer, there were miracles. With the subject, there were miracles. And great miracles. So, and that's why I believe that God is going to do something here.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Why I say this? Because yesterday, in the service yesterday, the same experience as in Soweto happened to me here. I don't know if you noticed it, but I was struggling to collapse here. And from my feet there till here, it was not working. I said, what's wrong? And when we went back home, straight away I jumped in the bed. My wife was trying to ask me, what's wrong? But I didn't want to make a shake. And I just asked, can you bring some balm and massage my feet? Because it was cold and it was not moving. And I was not even thinking of preaching this morning because it was not just impossible for me to come out of the bed. But by the grace of God, I think around 3 o'clock I jump up and the feet was very hot.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I told the devil, no, you won't stop me. I'll preach. And you say amen. Not only that, when we are going home, I miss a very bad accident. And even William asked me, Daddy, what happened to the car? So I didn't want to answer. And my wife insisted. He's asking because he saw what happened. But I didn't want to tell them anything. I just kept quiet. I distracted him. I said something else. And when I saw that the devil wanted me to get in an accident, and what happened, he said, no, there is something behind.
Amen.
The devil wants me to stop me, but I won't stop.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Just turn around and say, God bless you.
Amen.
Creator. Call him Creator. End time Creator. God bless you. God bless you. So I want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen. For keeping me alive.
Amen.
And I usually tell the people, when I drive, I go in the bush, everywhere driving. I don't want to be driven. I just drive myself. So the people say, no, Pastor, you must rest. I say, no. Me, I have to drive because I know that I won't die now. I won't die now. I still have a job to do.
Amen.
But you, I don't know about you.
Amen.
So I can't give my life into your hands.
Amen.
I drive alone myself.
Amen.
The subject, if God can help you, it's very powerful.
Amen.
I was preaching in India on who I am. So Brother Tony Abma, I think Brother Andrew knows him, he was there in the meeting. And I saw that every time he was going out and coming in. Going out while I was preaching. So me, from the pulpit, the devil started saying to me, oh no, he's not happy with what you're preaching. You see? That's why he's going out. So at the and I think 15 minutes before the end, he stayed there. He didn't move again. So after this, my preaching, they asked him to come and pray. So when he came to pray, he said, before I pray, let me give a testimony.
Amen.
That's why I was telling to you about yesterday, don't follow your mind.
Amen.
So when he came up to the pulpit, he said, oh, you saw me going out every time. He said, I was going to vomit. Since I came in, I'll get sick. And I was going every time to the toilet to vomit. I said, oh, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
After the service, I ask him forgiveness for that.
Amen.
That's why you should not judge people.
Amen.
Don't listen to your mind, brother.
Amen.
Because you, the mind doesn't give you the reality of things. You see, I was going and vomiting. And when I came the last time, it was the time Brother Joseph was saying, so you got a free will. You have power to choose. You can say no. If you say, I'm not sick, you are not sick. And from that moment, I say, I'm no more sick. I won't go and vomit. And from that time, I get healed. And strength come back. That's why you didn't see me again going out. It was wonderful. Amen. So, I think this message got a power. So, I want to thank the Lord by a song. Écoute au ciel et tout ce que tu as, combien Jésus-Christ est riche en bonté, et toi terre des hommes et bétail des champs, oh louez-les car il est bon, combien il est bon, combien il est bon. Combien il est, combien il est, alléluia, oui je le louerai toujours. Il nous a pour la vie éternelle, mais nous avons péché et avons tout perdu. Mais dans sa bonté, il se décida de nous ramener à la vie. Combien il est bon, combien il est bon, combien il est bon, mon Seigneur, mon Dieu, combien il est bon, alléluia. Je louerai toujours. Et comme un agneau, il vint ici-bas et versa son sang pour nous racheter. Depuis ce jour-là, nous pouvons crier, ô mort, où est ton aiguillon? Combien il est bon, combien il est bon, combien il est bon, mon Seigneur, mon Dieu, combien il est bon, alléluia, je le louerai toujours. Et comme une poule en tous ses poussins, Jésus nous entoure et prend soin de nous. D'où viendra l'orage qui ne saura calmer son camp sécurité. Combien il est bon, combien il est bon, combien il est bon, mon Seigneur, mon Dieu, combien il est bon. Alléluia, oui je le louerai toujours. Je loue et j'adore mon Seigneur Jésus pour tout ce qu'il ne cesse de faire pour moi. Oh, je ne puis compter ses nombreux bienfaits. Oh, combien je vais l'adorer. Combien il est bon, combien il est bon, combien il est bon, mon Seigneur, mon Dieu, combien il est bon. Let's stand. Alléluia.
Oui, je le louerai toujours. Amen. Let's pray. Rien d'impur n'entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Seul l'amour parfait entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Rien d'impur n'entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. L'amour parfait entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Amour, 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 amour divin. Amour, 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 agapao. Puis j'appellerai chaque frère mon bien-aimé en Jésus. Puis j'appellerai chaque sœur ma bien-aimée en Jésus. Puis j'appellerai chaque frère mon bien-aimé en Jésus. Puis j'appellerai chaque sœur ma bien-aimée en Jésus. Amour, 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 amour divin. Amour, 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 agapa. Puis j'accorde à mon bien-aimé un vrai pardon en Jésus. Puis j'accorde à ma bien-aimée un vrai pardon en Jésus. Puis j'accorde à mon bien-aimé un vrai pardon en Jésus. Puis j'accorde à ma bien-aimée un vrai pardon en Jésus. Amour, 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 amour divin. Amour, 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 agape. Nous chantons amour, 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 amour divin. Amour, 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 agapa. Seigneur notre Dieu, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant, merci pour m'avoir protégé, m'avoir gardé en vie, Seigneur. Le diable n'est pas content que nous puissions bénir ton épouse, mais il a déjà échoué. Il n'a pas simplement échoué ici, il a échoué avant la fondation du monde, quand nous avions combattu contre lui. Et toi, tu l'as écrasé, Seigneur, quand tu es venu à Golgotha. Seigneur, tu l'as vaincu. Tu nous as donné, Seigneur, la victoire. Maintenant, je te prie, Seigneur, de venir prendre le contrôle de la salle. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for saving my life, sparing my life, Lord, from the accident and from the attack of the devil yesterday. And for giving me strength now to speak to your people. Come down, Lord, and take control of my body, myself, and everything, Lord. Put me aside and speak to your people, Lord. Bless your bride as they're listening to you. Bless the reading of the word and the preaching of the word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's read in Genesis. Verse 26. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth, and subdue it, and end have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and everything in the which the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. May God bless his word. You may be seated. Do you love him? So, as I said, we want to continue with our subject, amen, on soul science, and we're talking about the end time spiritual scientist. We are seeing how they do it, because the natural scientists, they do it by education, but spiritual scientists do it by revelation. And we're studying that the revelation was the spirit revealed truth, spiritual revelation of the truth. Can you say amen? So we were looking at it. So we say we'll inquire in those things, the spirit, the truth, and the revelation. Because it's through this, that we are operating as spiritual scientist. Amen? We don't do it as the world. We do it according to the word of God. Not as the world are doing it, as the natural scientists are doing it. We do it according to the plan of God. Amen. And before we continue to the truth, we're talking about the spirit. And we saw that the Spirit has to come, the Spirit of God, has to come in you to communicate to you that revelation.
Amen.
And we are talking about the spirit world, the spirit land, that we are also spirit. And we came to show you that when God comes in you, he comes into your soul. Are you with me?
Amen.
I know that when we bring like this, sometimes it's a bit difficult to catch, to understand. And when you are not understanding it, then I believe that you are getting there.
Amen.
Because this thing is not meant to be understood.
Yes. Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. Not for joking, I'm telling you the truth. This is not for mind. The mind can't catch this.
Amen.
And when you are getting trouble to make things, you know, in place, connected, that shows that you are getting there.
Amen.
So your mind is not supposed to catch this. And the prophet said, you'll never know God by your mind.
Amen.
You'll never know God by your mind.
Amen.
This is an experience every one of us has to do.
Amen.
And when your mind is stuck, then it will let free the way for the soul to come up.
Amen.
And to experience this word of God. But if you want your mind to understand, it won't. Because the mind can't catch God.
Amen.
And when you, if
haphazardly, you come to catch it, then God rejects you. People think, we'll read with the prophet, people think that Cain was a sinner. Cain was not a sinner. Cain was a believer, a worshiper. Maybe we don't understand that. Cain was exactly like we are here this morning. And the prophet said he was not a communist. No. Cain was a real, a believer. And he came to worship. But he was rejected. While God accepted Abel. So, not to frighten you, but just to let you understand that we should not stay that side of Cain. Cain was in his church, but he could not catch spiritual revelation. The only difference between Cain and Abel was the revelation. This one had a mental, intellectual conception of what God was. And if you stuck there, you understand properly the message. Who's Jehovah? How Jesus is God? You can demonstrate it with your Bible. You can read it in the message. You are still at the level of Cain. I'm sorry to say to tell you, even if you listen to the tapes of the Brother Branham every minute, you are still at the level of Cain. Because the listening is just bringing you here. You stuck here. That's why I want to insist on this, so to help every one of us to understand what is spiritual revelation. What is spiritual life? People, when they say, "Ah, this man is spiritual," they mean he's moral. He goes to church. He treats his wife well. His neighbors well. You understand? They say, "Ah, he's spiritual." Spirituality, people are judging it according to what people do. But that's wrong. Spirit is spirit. Can you say amen?
Amen?
He can be doing those things, but he's not spiritual. Amen. He's just carnal. He takes everything according to what he's understanding, according to his intellect.
Amen.
So when we say end time science, we are not talking about just that everyone who's the message, it becomes no. Many people are not spiritual. That's why I told you yesterday, let's start dealing first with the spirit. So when it becomes clear, then you understand why he's saying spiritual scientist, spiritual church, spiritual revelation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Spiritual sacrifice, what that means. Is that clear?
Amen.
And the spirit we are talking about, it's not this one. This is a mental intellect. They call it also the mind, your spirit. They call it mind. You believe that? So this is not, the mind is not a spirit in terms of being. You call God your God. An august being. And the point, we are in the presence of the august being. Man became a living being. Not a living having. You want to be a living having. Living possessing. No. You were created to be a living being. Just to be.
Amen.
Live. To be means to exist. Can you say amen? To be means to have life.
Amen.
When you speak about to be, you are talking about a state.
Amen.
People confuse or confound the having and being. For him to be happy, he must have. So having influence, impact is being. But God never intended you to have. He created you to live. Can you say amen? Because himself is a being. When we speak about God, using the name God or Jehovah, sometimes people start planting in their imagination an image of what God is. But when you use this attribute of being, which he is, that's why he said, I am. What is your name? I am. That I am. And every time you speak, how do you speak? I am. What is your name? What's your name?
Chester.
I am Chester. What's your name? You say, I am John. I am John. That's what I'm saying. And what's your name? Okay. Everyone is, you start by? Before even you become Chester, you are. That's what the prophet said. I was created before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Your soul existed, and when it was there, there was no attribution.
Amen.
If you can catch this,
amen,
you'll be healed now.
Amen.
Right where you are.
Amen.
So, if you understand, when you say, I am Heli, actually, you are reducing the I am to Heli. Because Eli is a nature. Eli is a spirit. And then when you say, I am a teacher, you are reducing I am to teacher. So if you take teacher away, you stay what? I am. When you got I am never get sick. I am is unlimited. Why it is unlimited? Because I am, there is also, God use the same way of speaking. When you ask God, who are you? I
am.
That I? So when you speak with I am, we become what? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you see it?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The I am is not sick. I am is not limited. I am is not weak. So every time you add something to I am, you reduce your power, your capacity to whatever you attribute to it. As you eliminate everything you stick to this I am, you are getting back to your original position. This is what Jesus was doing. You know that when we come into the world, the name you got there, this guy didn't choose his name. We give him the name. Joseph is not his choice. When we gave him that name, he didn't even know Joseph is what. For him, when we were calling him Joseph, he thought it was just a song. Until he got. So you see, the I am who came to us, we gave him a label. We gave him a label. And then the country gave him also a label. He's Congolese. Another label.
As he grew up, we kept putting levels after levels. And all those levels are reducing the original entity who came in. Can you say amen? But Jesus, when he came, he knew that. That's why when he refused, Mary came and said, "Me, your mother, and Joseph, your father." He said, "No, woman. Woman." Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't you know that I must be about my father's business?
Amen.
We need some Jesus today.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We need some Jesus today. God wants to find you in the temple, not where you are. Those things we came here on earth, that was not our purpose here. Our purpose was like Jesus to be in the temple about our Father's business. Can you say amen? Jesus refused all the labels they put on him. Can you say amen? And he decided to give himself labels he wanted.
Amen.
Me and my father are.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I am in the Father. The Father is in me.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And they kill him because of the labor he gave himself. He stick to his own identification. Until they killed him, we are killing you because you a man. You are making yourself. So I am can say I am God. It's up to you. But you see, you are quiet. It's up to you, whatever you choose. You have chosen many things before even I meet you. You have become many things. Mechanics, IT, what else? I don't know. Many things, accountants and what? I don't know what those things gave you. But I want to tell you there is another identity. Which one, if you take it, it changes your life. For the better. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? And this is why you were created. It was I am who came in human flesh to have an experience down here. I am. I wish you see this. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The I am wanted to do something. I told you about that last time.
Eh?
The drama. The great drama. So God wanted to express himself. And he expressed all the great attributes in Jesus. In the Holy Ghost. But it was not all. He wanted also to preach. Jesus wanted to preach. And Jesus also wanted to be a deacon. Not only a preacher, also a deacon. Not only deacon, also a trustee. Yes, please. He wanted to be all these. A keyboard player. Guitarist. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He wanted to be all this. When you were in the mind of God, it was not about your job. We are happy that Joseph had a job. We are happy for that. But that's not the real job he came here for.
Amen.
This is just a mean to reach the end. The end is not working here. The end is to display, express, I am here on earth. He's going to work for the UPS there. It's not for a salary. It's for the UPS people to see Jehovah. The I am living among them. To miss that. That's to miss the mark. that sin. When you miss the mark, that sin. Can you say amen? So wherever we are, we should express Jehovah. Can you say amen? No, you don't display in your job the son of God or a child of God. No, you have to express Jehovah. They have to see God. Not a small God. They must see God. Like the brother saying now about being like Jesus. I didn't know that in Malawi they speak Swahili. They were singing Swahili, man. I heard everything. That's why they got the names like our names. The Chinyama, the Dwat, that's Chiluba. So they ran away from us. Can you say amen? You are I am. And once you understand it, finish. Your life changes. When Job was crying, was complaining, God showed him the I am. The I am Job. Before he came on earth. Can you say amen? And when he saw there, he was perfect. He was perfect. He was not sick. And when he saw that, his conscience changed, his consciousness. He became conscious of his true nature. The prophet said, although he was still sick in the body, they were still boils. He stood up strong because his consciousness was changed. This is what the message is doing. You can be still here, but once your consciousness is changed, you are a different person. You are a different person. Even your wife will see, no, this is, I'm living with God. Can you say amen? Your husband will see, no, I'm living with God. Because God wanted to become a woman. A mother. Sister, you are not only a woman.
This is technology.
Can you say amen? God wanted to display the attribute of a mother. And make you sisters as you are. Don't try to become a man. I will never try in your place. If I was you. You got a better place as a woman. Don't follow these feminists. They are lying to you. Actually, they are making money out of you. They want to say, now you are equal to men. How can you be equal to me? No, you are not. You are equal spiritually. But in your body, we are different. God gave you a very good body. Why? Because he wanted you to keep life. Our body can't keep life. We are brittle. We are solid, rigid. And to bring life is very fragile. So he make your body. You must be happy. You are bringing life in the world. This is the attribute of God. Because to bring life is God. Amen. God could not make you woman if there was not feminine spirit in him. There was such part of a woman to deliver life, to give life. And now when he wanted to make it into natural, he chose you. He chose you. So when I look at you, the prophet say, I'm not looking at a man. It's Jehovah and Mophe. God changing the mask. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? You must respect your children. Because you are dealing with Jehovah's and Mophe. You must respect your wife. Because you are dealing with Jehovah. and more faith. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You must respect your husband because you have Jehovah and more faith. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? In Jehovah, there is no weakness. There is no sin. Nothing. No defeat. So when you are experiencing these things, the I am who is inside of you is just laughing at those things. The same way he looked at the darkness and the void that was upon the earth, he didn't shake. He was not intimidated. He knew that from this chaos, beautiful will come. And I believe that from what we are seeing here, there is a very good, nice garden of Eden. That's why God loves you. Just to come here, it's already a privilege from God. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So, before we understand very well the soul, let us together read. We'll maybe just one quote, then we stop. Amen? God is from above. He's writing the zodiac in the sky. Zodiac starts with the virgin, the first coming of Christ, and up with the Leo, the Leon, the lion, the second coming. And he's writing his first Bible. There's three of them. One of them was written in the sky, one in the pyramid, one on this. Everything in God is in Trinity, like a man is in Trinity. All right? That after he got all that written, the stars and the planets of the sun, then I can see a big ball of ice laying yonder, somewhere, this year, this earth. And he brooded above, over the earth, moved over around the sun, dried it off, and he began his creation on the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then after he got all his creation made, he said, let us, plural, make man in our plural, out an image. Now, if God is unseen, if the Logos was in the form, just mystically speaking, drama, in the form of a halo, what you see on the above, Brother Branham, okay? Then it's supernatural. Then he had to make man in his own image. John 4 says that God is a spirit. And he had to make a spirit man. And he brought it down now. There is deity cannot be seen. Deity is the supernatural. You know what is supernatural? It's beyond natural. When you do everything as natural as man, and you got stuck, and no one can help, all the possibilities, all the actions in the natural got stuck, got to the end of the road. That's when you need something that goes beyond that.
Amen.
So everything, you come to church, you are smoking, and then you just drop, kick out your smoking. We are happy for that, but that's not supernatural. Just natural. You did it naturally. Any weaknesses you left by any effort, not doing any effort, that's natural. Are you with me? There are things, when we came to Christ, we left them. Just naturally. It was so simple. Oh no. Like me, drinking, it was not a problem for me. I never drank. As you know my story, for those who are in youth meeting, I came to know God when I was 7. So, drinking, smoking, it was not my problem. Do you understand? But you find some other brothers and sisters, they did everything they could. they, what you call? They fast. They fast. They prayed. They cried. Nothing. They find themselves back in the same condition. It is that time that they need a supernatural hand. This is what is called the new birth. Can you say amen? You should not condemn someone if he's not able to let go something. That is confirming only that God, he needs God. Can you say amen? He needs God. Because if there is no a supernatural action in your life, you are lost. Because you find many people out there who can lead a good moral life. But God is not in them. But you need something. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We are not here to boast. No, me, I'm better than you. No one is better here.
Amen.
If God can open the book of every one of us here, we'll run away from each from another. I'm telling you, we need all of us a supernatural intervention from above. Can you say amen? If it does that, then why Jesus has to come and die? Why he sent the Holy Ghost? For what reason? If without the Holy Ghost, we can still live properly. That's why he asked Cain, how can you produce a good life without me? That's why he rejected him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So this deity, its characteristic is supernatural. Follow closely. Then he said, it's supernatural. Then he brings it down. You see? It was the first God, the unseen. Now he wanted to come to make man his own image. For that, he needs to come down. So he came down as a halo, the Logos. Are you with me? Then that is supernatural. Then he brings it down from a sacred halo to a little white cloud. Something that's more visible. Listen, that's man. Can you say amen? So when God was saying, let us make man in our image, it was the unseen God came into the Logos and then came down the same. So it's your soul. It's God in a lower form. Lower attribute. This is what the prophet is bringing here. He gave him the rulership over the kingdom. And he governed the beast. Like the Holy Spirit leads the church today. But there was no man to till the soil. And he put man in the image of man. On earth, created him out of the dust and the earth. Then he said, and there is where science gets mixed up. They say, no, he might give him a hand like a monkey. He might give him a hand, a face like a chimpanzee. He might give him a foot like a bear. But God put a soul in a man. This white cloud, deity, came down not in the animal, in the man. What is your soul? What is your soul? What is your soul? You know, you can't say I am. If there is no something in you saying, telling you that you are, it's because you have a soul. And that soul now is the attribute of deity. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It came down, not in the animal, in the man. Now, if they want to go back and dig up some bones and let them dig up as many as they want to, all the fossils, that doesn't have anything to do on the bearing of the word of God. There is. Then here, this man. Now, the man sinned. And when he sinned and failed, then that little cloud in there became mad and black. Then the Logos came down and was made flesh and dwelt among us to redeem this man back to the love of the Father. And he became in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and chased sin out of the human and brings men back again in the fellowship with God. You believe that?
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Now notice then, that's where you are. That's what the matter with you Pentecostal people. It's my lot this afternoon to preach. And I have a right here at the platform. And I don't never want to know any person from the flesh when I am standing here. That's what the matter with the Pentecostal people. Are we Pentecostals or not? They don't recognize who they are. So if you are here and you don't recognize who you are, don't treat yourself as a bride. No, the bride knows who she is. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the problem with the Pentecostals, they don't realize. You can know, but you have to realize.
Amen.
You are sons. They don't recognize who they are. You are sons and daughters of God. You have in your hand, look, then Jesus, it was one time quoted in the scripture. He said, you are God.
Amen.
In the scripture, it's quoted that you are. That's what Jesus said. You are what?
Amen.
With small g?
No.
Then we become Indians. Do you know that in India, they got more, God are more in number than people themselves. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So they, look, deity. I am a part of Charles Branham because I was born from Charlie Branham, my dad. I am part of him. I've got a forehead like him. My hair was like him. I am small man like him. I am in the nature like him because he's my dad. And if we become in spirit son of God, deity dwells in the man.
Amen.
Can you turn around and say, deity dwells in me?
Amen.
Deity dwells in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, hallelujah. Then you talk about blind eyes being opened.
Amen.
They said, nothing impossible to God.
Amen.
God said, nothing impossible with you.
Amen.
If you believe it, not with God, but you.
Amen.
Deity is in. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible. My. Nothing.
Amen.
Can you tell me something that is impossible to you?
Amen.
Do you know something that can be impossible to you? He said nothing. The people said nothing is impossible with God. But God said nothing is impossible with you.
Amen.
My. Do you realize that?
Amen.
Do you know that? That nothing is impossible with you? And he said, deity is in man. The very God that stood back there on the mythical platform of the eternities and rolled words off of his hand and created these things, you were the privilege to be son. And you are a part of him.
Amen.
And God dwells in mankind. And man himself is deity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we repeat it together?
Amen.
And man himself is deity. Let's repeat it again.
Amen.
A man himself is deity. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So every time you criticize your brother, you are doing what? Criticizing deity.
Amen.
When you're despising someone, you are despising deity. Whatever a man can do, what he's doing in his body doesn't have anything to do with his soul. The soul got many obstacles to express itself. And you don't know what the man is going through. Why he's going, having all those problems. Don't judge him according to what you see. Judge him according to what is in his heart. Can you say amen? This is where your soul comes from. This is the nature of your soul. So there is nothing with value in human being than his soul. That's why he say your soul is worth 10,000 worlds. Because this is the life of Jehovah himself. This is the life of God himself.
Amen.
It's not about you. Your life is not about you.
Amen.
It's about him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And every time you do something, you are limiting him. You are limiting God. Just to doubt that this thing can't happen to me, you are diminishing God.
Amen.
Because once you know that what is in my soul is God, can you say amen?
Amen?
Nothing can stand before me.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
And you know what? It's not that I'm bringing something new to you. No, these things you know them. You live them. But the problem is you don't realize what they are. You know, sometimes just to recognize that you are sick, or you are weak. You can't pray enough, and you start suffering. Lord, I can see Brother Eli can pray. Brother George is praying. He's asking us to pray. The pastor is preaching to us and showing us that we have to pray. But I can't, Lord. So, if you don't pay attention, the devil will come to tell you, no, you see, you are not the child of God. But the prophet said, just that longing, that desire, that the presence of God is already God. You can't have that longing. No, you are listening to me, but me, I have to listen to myself so I don't shout. That's the problem. There's no a return to me. I need some return. There is no return. I want to listen to it myself. So I don't differ by shouting. Okay. Yeah. And put it up. Okay. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can't have that longing if it's not God in you.
Amen.
That longing is a proof
amen.
That you are already chosen by God.
Amen.
Not already chosen by God, but God is already there.
Amen.
Because a longing, a desire, is a creation.
Amen.
And for you to have a creation, there must be there a creator.
Amen.
So if in your heart there is a desire,
amen.
So the Creator is there to put that desire. Can you say amen? Deity lives in man. My. This is what he says. The deep collapse to the deep. If you have a desire to be a owner of your own house, it's because God has come in already in you. To create that desire. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Already that desire is a proof that God is there. This is what happened with that boy who was playing with the kite. When he was playing with the kite, it went behind the cloud. So sometimes we got too much cloud in our souls, around our souls. We don't understand some things. Many things, many troubles, many difficulties. But don't worry. This boy was holding something. Then he was playing. And he plays. He go around. And he was enjoying himself. And then a theologian came passing by. And he said, boy, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm enjoying myself. With what? With a kite. But I don't see it. He said, neither me. I don't see it. Neither me. I don't see it. But how do you know that it's there? He said, I feel the pull. I feel the pull. I feel the pull. Yes, sir. Can you say amen? Amen. If you desire the Holy Ghost, you feel the pull. If you desire salvation, you feel the pull. Can you say amen? If you need healing, you feel the pull. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You must glorify God. God has chosen you. Amen. 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 He said, you are privileged people. God has chosen you just to have the desire. My. Yes, sir. This is what a God called the seed of God. That's a desire. God put in you a desire before the foundation of the world to be saved. Can you say amen? That desire in itself is deity. It's deity. Hallelujah. All excellent goods come from above. Do you love him? If you have a desire to serve him, don't quench that. Entertain it. Can you say amen? Don't let the devil deceive you. Can you say amen? If you desire a new car, it's God putting that there. Don't check. Don't move from there. Can you say amen? Whatever desire God put in you, it is eating. Hallelujah. It's a gift from God. It's a gift from God. Can you say amen? You are children of God. You want to serve the Lord. How God can want you to come on bus and go on the rail when you come to serve him? Yeah, for a time. When he wants to try you. When he wants to put you in the trials. But not forever. When you pass the trial. When you pass the test. He must bless you. He must bless you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible. If you want. If you want. 10-story building. God will give it to you. If you want. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe him? Do you appreciate him? Whatever you want this morning, I want you to receive it. Whatever your desire is, receive it. Receive it. God gives it to you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? By next year, starting next year, we must own houses. We must own properties. Because deity lives in man. Deity is in you. May God bless you.
Let's come to prayer, saints. He said, what's everything you desire when you pray? Believe that you have it and you shall receive it. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. how we come unto thee, Lord, upon this day. We thank you, Lord, that you've given unto us grace. Just ask Brother George to come. Let's sing that song, I Feel the Pull. I hear the call. If there's something moving inside of you, just respond, my friend. That's all that you've got to do. If there's a desire to be set free, there's someone who's already set you free. And He's the one who's drawing near to you. He's the one who's working and moving inside of you because He wants to express Himself. So just yield. Just open yourself to Him and say, Jesus, You are the one. There's so many people out there dying in sin. There's so many people out there dying without a desire. But Lord, You've allowed me to be in this place upon this day. And Lord, there's something moving inside of my heart. Oh, I feel the pull.
Give my all. He speaks to me. And I'll agree. Oh, I agree. Lord, please come and take control. I never. Oh, I feel the pull.
Discovered electricity. You know, and the man, he was doing his experiments and he discovered electricity and then he got a shock. He experienced something and he says, I got it.
Amen.
And the people said, what have you got? He says, I don't know what I got, but I got it.
Amen.
He says, and that's like it is with the Holy Ghost in your soul.
Amen.
Many times you've got something there. But until
Hallelujah.
Somebody comes and reveals what it is,
thank you, Lord.
You don't know what it is.
Amen.
You just
amen,
know
amen,
there's
amen,
this
amen.
Feeling, there's this power,
amen.
There's this pull.
Amen.
But you need
amen.
Someone to come now. That's what the scientists did. To show you how to harness that electricity.
Hallelujah.
To show you, now, if you connect that to this, you can make something light up.
Amen.
If you'll connect this to something, you'll make a motor move.
Amen.
And friends, that's why it's so wonderful, the Word.
Amen.
Because it starts taking what you are and what you've experienced and what you know inside of yourself. And then it starts to make it clear to show, but hey, what am I supposed to use this for? And you're supposed to use it so you can show who He is in you. That's what it's all about. Or you may have the desire, but you don't know what to do with it. If you've got a
Amen.
Desire to be healed, just reach out and touch the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let there just be a contact. Let that desire meet with the source of the desire. And when those two things come together, there'll be a change. Something will move.
Amen.
Something will move out of your life. Something will change inside of your circumstances. And that's why the Word, it brings realization.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The prophet, he preached spiritual amnesia. He says, you know, people forget sometimes who they are. Because of war, because of shock, because of great trials they go through. And the cure to amnesia is what? Bring someone back to familiar ground.
Hallelujah.
Bring them back to their home again. Bring them back to something they've... And then that starts to realize, it starts to dawn, but hey, I've been here before. I know this place. I know these things. And friends, that's the power of the word. So we really appreciate that. Just stay under the influence of his word. Because his word is leading you back to the fullness of what he thinks about you and what he thinks about me. And when we fully realize who we are, friend, the devil doesn't have a chance.
Amen.
And that's why he'll fight such things. But let's just keep moving. Let's sing one more song before we close in prayer. If you have one first verse.
Mercy
rewrote my life.
Oh, mercy, mercy, Lord.
Oh, mercy rewrote my life. I could have never pulled my soul cast down, but mercy.
Brother Oliver said at the youth camp, it was very helpful. He was speaking about, don't be intimidated by somebody else's testimony.
Amen.
Don't be intimidated because God does this and that in other people's lives. He was saying, just let God take you at your own pace.
Amen.
And he gave such a good example.
Hallelujah.
He says, imagine when the Red Sea opened. Yeah? And there was the pillar of fire taking them into the promised land. He says, some people ran across quickly. But there were other people that were maybe crippled, and there were other people that were pregnant, and there were other people that had children. But the pillar of fire waited for every single one of them.
Amen.
Friend, every one of his seed is going to realize who they are.
Amen.
You may be further up the road in the process, but friend, he's not going to leave any of his children behind. He's not going to leave one seed behind. Whether he's got to hold things back and say, well, you know, the judgment's supposed to fall on Pharaoh and his chariots, but I can't let it fall yet. I've got to get my children across.
Amen.
And friend, I do believe the Lord has ministered
Amen.
Us further down the way today.
Amen.
And may the Lord continue as we come back in the afternoon. So whatever the Lord's doing in your life, he may be starting the work with you. Now you may just at this time have a realization of your need for salvation. You know, you may have something inside of your heart saying, I don't want to live this kind of a life. My friend, just go at that pace. Just respond to that. Just believe his word. Just accept that, Lord, you will minister to this situation in me Because you're the one that's put this desire in me to be saved. I'm surrounded by people who don't want to be saved, but I have a desire for salvation. Just respond in whatever way that you can. Just reach out inside of yourself and say, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. If the devil's tormenting you, yeah? You're tormented in your mind, you're tormented in your life, but there's something inside of you saying, it doesn't have to be like this. I wasn't born to be in this kind of a condition. Just respond to that. Just feed that desire. Just don't go back into negativity and go back into the wrong things when you leave this place once again. But fellowship in the right places. Feed on the right things. Feed that desire, because that's the very desire that has already given you deliverance. And it's just trying to get you to the realization that He's already paid the price. He's already delivered you from that thing. But that's all we've got to do, friend. Whatever that is inside of you, don't quench the Spirit. No, that's something that's moving. That's something that's trying to take you forward, trying to take you deeper. Don't quench that Spirit. And that's where the enemy will try to come and to get you entangled in this and get you entangled in the insignificances of life. There's certain seasons, my friend, you need to focus. There's certain seasons need a desperation. There's certain seasons where you need to say, if I don't move now, I'm going to perish. I need to do something about this. At those kind of times, cry out for help. Do whatever that you can. Continue on until that desire inside of you has been satisfied. Because the one who put the desire inside of you, that's why He put that desire in you. Let's bow our heads. Where are you in this great walk? Maybe today, by the grace of God, is the beginning.
Hallelujah.
To you. It's not the beginning to God. Because before the world began, you were in Him. And He put a seed inside of you. And He's allowed you to walk through this life, and there was something different about you. You wondered why maybe you couldn't relate to certain things, or maybe your friends would get involved in things, but there was just something inside of you you didn't understand, which wouldn't allow you to go as far as your friends would go. There was a certain something, and maybe when your friends would blaspheme, and your friends would say this, that, and the other, there's a certain something that would just warn you. It wouldn't allow you to go past a certain place, a certain line that you wouldn't cross. And you never understood why. But then the Word comes like today. Now you start to understand why. And the realization should be that I'm a son or I'm a daughter of God. God has put His seed in me. And today, His voice, His light has shone upon that seed.
Thank you, Lord.
And my friend, something will come to life as sure as the world. You may be like the woman at the well, such an immoral woman, such an immoral person, even the dogs wouldn't bark at you. Yes, society may have turned its back on you. But then Jesus comes your way. And when He reveals Amen. Himself, something wakens up inside of you. And you start to realize, but I'm not just who that I thought that I am. I'm a daughter of God. God put something of Himself in me. And today I can feel something coming to life. All you've got to do is respond to that, my friend. Just lay in His presence. Just allow Him to water that seed. And that something will bring forth something beautiful in your life. It's a season for it to do that. If that's your desire now, raise your hand to the Lord. And just say, Lord, this something, Lord, I accept it. Lord, I've committed sins in the flesh. I've committed sins in my spirit. I've been full of unbelief in those realms. And I know, Jesus, that's why You had to come and die for me. That's why You had to shed Your blood so I could be forgiven of all these things. But, oh Lord, I thank You for realization upon this day that You have good thoughts towards me, Lord. That, Father, You have a purpose and a destiny inside of my life. I wasn't just born to die. But I was born to really live. And today is the day that I can feel it's my time.
Amen.
Raise your hand to Him.
Amen.
If there's something holding you back, if there's a darkness, if there's a shadow, if there's something telling you it's not for you, or if there's something trying to speak to you of your past, that's the devil speaking to you. But greater is He that is in you
Amen.
Than he that is in the world. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Just renounce him. Say, I have no part to play in you anymore. I'm not listening to these thoughts anymore. I'm not going to follow these impulses anymore. Because there's something deeper. There's something greater that's moving inside of me now. There's light that's come into the darkness. There's something wakening up inside of me. Just renounce the devil. Just don't listen to him anymore. If that's your desire, that's your condition, raise your hand to the Lord. Say, Lord, I renounce the devil today. I renounce this condition. I renounce these lies that he's trying to tell me. I make a choice, and that's to believe in you. Raise your hand up to the Lord and renounce the devil. The Bible says he will flee from you. It's a saying, Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon their knees. Oh, friend, there's a power inside of you, and the devil knows it's there. There's something inside of you that doesn't want to be expressed. Don't allow him to hold you back anymore. Whatever you need to do, you follow him. Follow him to the waters of baptism. Follow him all the way to the baptism of the Holy Ghost to fully bring that seed to life so you can express what God knew you were from before the foundation of the world. Friends, it's a wonderful thing. Whatever your desire, raise your hand as we close. Whatever you need before the Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for grace. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you for your word, the mirror of the word. We thank you that you can look in your word and we can see who we really are. Father, this world has lied to us. Father, our minds have lied to us. Lord, worldly religion has lied to us. But Father, when we come and see, Lord, the unveiling of your glory in the word, we are changed into the same glory. And Father, we realize who we are in you. Father, we realize outside of you we're nothing. But in you we are all in all. And Father, we appreciate and thank you upon this day for taking us further, for taking us deeper. Father, for starting the process in certain people's lives. Father, for maybe restarting it in other people's lives. For doing wonderful things. Lord, we appreciate you. And Father, we will be sure to come back to give you the praise. To come and testify in the congregation of the saints of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, I just come, Lord, as your child upon this day. Lord, to stand against every power of darkness that would be in this place. Father, I speak against every spirit that would hold down your sons and daughters. Father, we renounce him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as Satan has been exposed, he has no power, he has no right in this place. We cast him forth in your precious name. And Father, we proclaim your blessing upon the lives of your people. Father, where there's been curse, let there be blessing, Lord. Where there was oppression, let there be liberty upon this day. Because you have come, Jesus, to set the captives free. Where, Father, Satan has lied to people, you said you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Father, we proclaim that truth, that liberty of the truth, upon the lives and the souls of people upon this day. Oh, Father, I just pray that you'd continue. As we break, be with us. Bless the food we shall partake of, Lord. Bless our fellowship, Lord. Bless your servant. Bring him back once again for a one more time this afternoon, we'd pray. Father, then that will travel, bless them, we'd pray. Just be with us for the remainder of this day, we ask. And take us forth for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen. Amen, saints, it's been a wonderful time. Amen. I just was so blessed by Michael's testimony. Thank you very much, Michael. May the Lord bless you. If you really hear the testimony, Michael's a Christian from way back. And when Brother James got away from the Lord, when he got out of fellowship and he was got himself back in the world and so forth, it was Michael who the Lord sent into his life to encourage him at that time. Michael came and witnessed to Brother James when Brother James was down. And then their lives got separate for all these years, 10 years, whatever it is. And Brother James, he was doing his bus route. And he testified to different people because he's a real evangelist on his buses. And he gets to know his customers and he witnesses. And many people have come to this church because of Brother James inviting people to come. And then they changed Brother James's bus route. And Brother James had been speaking to certain people and he was really disappointed. Why did they change my bus route? And the very first day when he went on his new bus route, Michael walked on the bus. And now the tables were turned. Michael had been down now, and Brother James now started to witness to him. Friends, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. God knows what he's doing. Amen. And he has his time and he has his season. Let's dismiss with one song, Brother Vlad, if you have one for us, please, whatever you want. And God bless you. Let's meet. We'll be back in it. Let's start song worship at 3. Let's come and have song worship at 3.
That's when I am alone. Oh, he is present. Oh, Lord, my God, he is present. That's when I belong to the King, your head. That's in your head.
King of praise, sing your praise.